Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is February 19th, 2018. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Yeah, I do apologize for missing a show 2 weeks ago. Kind of went off the schedule a little bit. Had to do a last minute work trip up to Daytona Beach for a couple of meetings. So that was kind of out of there. I didn't know that was happening. So I do apologize for missing the class and wasn't able to really announce much. I did actually try to record it on my phone, but it just didn't sound very good. So I just decided against it. So back on the regular schedule. Good to see everybody back here again on this beautiful, actually it's a Sunday morning here in Florida. I do record the cast in advance, but it is beautiful outside. Hope it's nice where you are too. So let's get on with what's going on with the podcast today, shall we? Goodbye to an awesome soap. Yep, there's a soap company that is discontinuing a popular line. We'll talk about that. Discussion of the week is barbershops. We're going to talk a little bit about barbershops. What's cool, what's not cool, what's going on? Are they a dying breed? Are they here? We'll talk about that. Training tip of the week is making your own aftershave 2.0. Got a little bit of a different recipe we're going to talk about that we've been working out. I've been messing around with it, so we'll talk about that. Also, product review. Let's review Bufflehead soaps. Let's talk about Bufflehead. Bufflehead is a company that I will be doing a little bit more content on in the future as well with an interview. So you don't want to miss that. Definitely don't want to miss that coming up in the future. Our giveaway is sponsored by Shave Straight and Safe this week. It will be a aftershave, so you don't want to miss out. Be on the lookout. Listen for the question of the week to win. And we'll talk about what's coming up on the cast. And can't forget the survey. I'm going to leave it open for another week. I know I've been saying this every week, but I would like to get more feedback. So if you have not taken the survey for the podcast, please click on the link. It takes you only about 5 minutes. And let me know what you think. So we'll also talk about what's coming up on the show as well. So without further ado, everybody, let's get on with the show. Goodbye to lather soaps. That's right. Barrister & Mann has decided to discontinue the lather line in pursuit of other projects. So therefore, lather, it will no longer be produced after the current inventory is depleted. What does that mean? Well, that means if you like it, you better get it soon because it's not going to be around much longer. But there's a lot out there, so don't worry. So Will has announced that on his website that there will be enough lather out there right now to hit up all the vendors. He's fully stocked. But once it's gone, it's gone. So once current inventory is depleted, it will be gone forever. And if you are a fan, please get it while you can. Hey, you know what, guys? I'm a fan of lather. I think it's a great soap. I think it was a great price soap. But I understand where Will is going with this. He's definitely looking at doing more high-end fragrances and moving on to different projects for his company. And you know what? You got to keep him fresh or else you'll be the rest, right? Keep it fresh or be the rest. Have some new stuff coming out and keep everybody on their toes because otherwise it's going to get kind of boring. And yeah, we might buy a puck every now and then, but hey, a puck of shaving soap lasts you maybe a year, right? So you want to get some new stuff out there to get us to be keep us interested. One thing I like about Barrister & Mann, though, I will say, is that the release schedule is very organized. You go right online, you can find the release schedule, you know when it's coming out, you can prepare yourself for it, right? And get what you need when you need it. So really cool. Will, if you're listening, thank you very much for doing that because it's very awesome. It makes it easy for us podcasters to find your new products as well and to talk about them on the podcast. So keep it up. And other vendors, if you see this, do a release schedule too because it makes it a lot easier. So Barrister & Mann's lather line, we salute you. It's a great soap, great performance, great price, but we understand why you won't be here with us anymore. And guys, again, if you are looking to get it or if you are a fan, buy as much as you can now because it will be gone once it's gone. So that's it. So we salute you, lather. All right, guys, barbershops. Let's talk about barbershops. Is it a dying breed? When you do find one, is it overpriced? Let's discuss. So I kind of went out in the field a little bit and went looking at barbershops. And unfortunately, where I live, there aren't that many barbershops around me. That's the problem. There are not many barbershops in South Florida. at least in Palm Beach County. But I do know that if you're in New York City or Chicago or Boston, maybe, you know, big cities, older cities, New England cities, northern cities, you'll find more along the line of older barbershops, right? You'll find them. They've been around maybe 100 years, 200 years. I don't know. But they've been around, and that's why I think that when you think of it as a dying breed, I think, yes, it is a dying breed for the following reasons. They're a dying breed because, one, I don't think many new old-fashioned barbershops are being built. It's more of a modern style. Example, I'm in Florida, and the oldest thing around here is built in the 1980s, really, where I live. 1980s, most of it's 1990s. The area was established in the 1990s, where I am. So if I go to a barbershop, if you go out there looking for a barbershop, there's one that's in Boynton Beach that's been around since like 1992, and that barbershop over there is more of an old-fashioned barbershop for us. It's still modern, but it looks 1992 inside. So they offer shaves and stuff, very expensive, probably about $50 for a shave and a haircut. So that is, for me, I think, is a dying breed. There aren't any new old-fashioned barbershops being built. But I think the old ones are still hanging around. So I wanted more information about this whole concept. If you're in an area where there are some old-fashioned barbershops where everybody knows your name and you go in there and you really like it, you enjoy it, and you use it as almost like a social gathering rather than just a haircut, let me know and send me some pictures. All right? I will send – this is how you can win our contest of the week for the aftershave. Send a picture of a barbershop. Or just tell me the story about a barbershop you go to, you've been going to for a while, a really cool story, and I'll put you in the enter for winning. And if I get a couple of really good ones, I'll send out, you know, multiple things and feature them on a show. I really want to feature something like this on the show. I think it's cool. And that's why I kind of left it with a question, are they disappearing? Because I really don't have an answer yet. Because it's more, barbershops are more of a brick and mortar. There's still a lot of barbershops. For example, the one down the street doesn't even have a website here. He's not even, and the gentleman that owns it's not even really online. It's more of word of mouth place. So when I was looking up local barbershops, I didn't find much, but I do know of a few that if I drive to them, you know, they're there and they're open. So let me know what you guys think. I want to know your thoughts on this, and that's why I put this for the segment. Are barbershops a dying breed? When you do find one, are they overpriced? And send me a picture of them. So answer those two questions for me. Send them in an email, joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com, with a couple of pictures to enter to win a brand new Florida water aftershave that's made in New York, but being sent from Florida. All right? That's a cool, funny concept, but it's true. Okay, guys, moving right along, we'll talk about making your own aftershave. All right? I've been making aftershave for several years now. And what I really have noticed is that it's a fun thing to do, and I kind of experiment with different recipes, and I came out with a new one recently that's been really working. It's two parts neutral spirit, which I use grain-based vodka, a 80 proof vodka, 40% alcohol, right? I don't go too heavy. I don't use like Everclear or anything like that that's like 75% alcohol, and I don't like using rubbing alcohol, even though you can use it, because I feel it's a little harsh. For some reason, vodka is a little smoother on my skin, and it does work. I also use one part witch hazel. So I use two parts neutral spirits, which is like a vodka, or you can use rum if you want to make like a bay rum or something like that. One part witch hazel, 5 drops of glycerin for slickness, right? For some reason, it makes my face feel really good. I wasn't using that before, but now I'm starting to use that. I take a small piece of aluminum block, I shave it, and grind it up into a powder, and mix it in there for like the astringent to seal your face, the astringent qualities of the aftershave. And you know, optional 2 to 4 drops of essential oil. But what I do with my aftershave, the one that I make, is I utilize it for when I have to do like a wine tasting. Remember, I always mention I'm in the wine spirits business. And sometimes when you're powering through some tastings and you have to go through a class or something like that, colognes and stuff will definitely inhibit your ability to smell the wine or the spirit or whatever you're trying to smell, beer or whatever. And smell has a lot to do with tasting. So definitely you want to use a neutral. If you're using an aftershave, you want to use unscented soap and an unscented aftershave that day before you go there. So this stuff really works when I use my own homemade aftershave when I do tastings and stuff like that, because it does work. It does make it does seal my face, it does make my face feel great, and does what it's supposed to do as an aftershave, but it doesn't leave a scent, right? But you can add 2 to 4 drops of essential oil as well. And remember, when you buy essential oil, make sure you buy it for soap or for face use instead of using the stuff for candles, because that might burn you. So trust me, it works. Been using a similar recipe to this for years. I just added a few more, actually just added the glycerin to it and a little bit more witch hazel than I've been using. But again, I'll go over it. Two parts neutral spirit, which is vodka. You can use vodka, rum, anything like that. I do recommend vodka because it is real truly. Rum really isn't a neutral spirit, but I mean, if you want to make a bay rum, well, you can do that as well, right? That you'll use a rum instead of actual vodka. Or you don't have to use a rum. You can use something else. One part witch hazel, 5 drops of glycerin, a small piece of alum block shaved up into ground into powder, 2 to 4 drops of essential oil. You put in a little 2-ounce, 3-ounce container, shake it up, you're good. That'll last you probably a couple of weeks. And if you want to make more, you have plenty, you know, 1 bottle of vodka. Don't buy top shelf vodka, buy regular vodka, right? Just buy one, $10, maybe $8 bottle, 750 milliliters will last you probably your whole life. So yeah, do that. I mean, it's really fun. I find like sometimes, you know, there's so many, I have maybe a hundred aftershaves I've bought in my life, but sometimes making your own is just a little fun, it's a little project. This is a project that will take you about 15 to 20 minutes. So try it out. Make your own aftershave. All right, guys, we're going to talk about Bufflehead soaps, right? Mentioned it previously in the cast. We're going to go over it. I am working on doing an interview with Bufflehead and doing that on the air. As soon as I can get some time and we can get our schedules to work out, we will have that coming up for you as well. But I want to talk about review. And I want to say, first off, I want to look at the packaging of the Bufflehead soaps. Packaging is awesome. I really like the packaging because it's got like this corkboard type cover, right, on the aluminum tin. And it comes in like a little bag, like cloth bag with the name of the soap on the front. Really classy, really simple, really cool, really original. I've never seen another soap company use cork as like their label. And I think it's really, really rustic. It does make this set out in the crowd, because if you're looking in your soap collection, you see, you know, a bunch of soaps and you see the Bufflehead, you'll definitely see Bufflehead. They stack nicely on top of each other as well. Doesn't slip. Cool. Great stuff. Love the packaging. Scents. Gotta say, I really enjoy the scents. There's a bunch of them. I only have 3 Bufflehead soaps because, again, one thing is they are hard to get. But the scent quality is great. Right in front of me, I do have a Fletcher. And what I get when I smell this, Fletcher is one of their more popular scents because it's more readily available. You know, I get like a bergamot, like flowers, which is like a jasmine flower, honey, basically. When I smell, like when I feel like I smell honey, I think that's usually, I'll look on the packaging and it'll say, oh, jasmine or some type of flower on there. And that's usually where I get the honey essence from. I do smell like, smells like some like leather, some like musk. It's just great stuff. It really is an enjoyable soap to smell. I do enjoy it. The scent is not overpowering. It's probably on the mid-range of scent like abundance. So when you use it, you smell it, but it doesn't like make your nose like you know, just clogged up. You know, it's just really, really balanced. It's nice. It's not overpowering. And performance-wise, it's made with a duck tallow base. Awesome performance. Very, very soft lather when it's on your face. That's what I love about duck fat or duck tallow, whatever it is. I love using duck products because I think they're really a great tallow. Just for some reason, they're really soft. And they're really nice, and they work really well on my face. The razors just glide with ease. A great soap for a straight razor if you're using a straight razor, because it really does hydrate inside your whisker, so it does feel good. It's a little slick which is popular with duck base, so it is a slick soap. So you definitely want to I tend to use less water with the slick soaps. This one I use, I basically soak my brush. Wring it, like shake it out a little bit, and then start lathering, and it's sufficient for the whole shave. I mean, I don't even have to relather on my brush. Really impressed with it. I will be doing more content on Bufflehead in the future as well for writing a couple of review articles too, because I am impressed with the products. So packaging, I'll definitely give it A+. Great packaging, really original, really cool, basic but cool, original, stands out, and that's what packaging is all about. For scent. I'm going to give it a B+ because the scent is not overpowering, but I know a lot of guys will like that. Personally, I think it's good, but a lot of people do look for a little bit of a stronger scented soap on some of the older ones, so B+ on the soap. And performance, we're definitely going to give it an A to an A+ because the performance is really up there with the higher end soaps, and I think that it's probably one of the better ones that I've ever used in my life. And it's one of the soaps that I do reach for all the time. Pros and cons about Bufflehead. Bufflehead, pros, great performance, great sense. You know, it's a good all-around soap. Cons, not readily available. It is tough to get, and there's no aftershave. That's the only con that I see with Bufflehead is that it says just a soap company. You cannot get an aftershave, so you won't ever have the matching aftershave to go with it. But I can live with that. I can definitely live with that. So it's very good. So Bufflehead, we salute you. Great soap, great quality, great product. Going to have an interview pretty much in the near future. Love the stuff. Keep up the great work, and I look forward to the next release. All right, guys. So we talked about the actual giveaway, right? We're going to give away a Florida Water cologne. Hope you listened to the question on that. And the question was a barbershop. Give me a story about a barbershop. Do you feel they're a dying breed? Do you feel that any really thoughts you have on a barbershop? But I really want some pictures of some barbershops that you guys go to, and maybe even some of the people that worked there that you've been seeing for several years, or even if it's only for a few times. So, yep, that's a winner gets a brand new Florida Water cologne. And if there's a couple of winners, I'll send out some other stuff as well. So just contact me, email joe.whatjbnews@gmail.com. Also, winner to the last contest was Bill Sledzinski. Bill, you have won the Travel Scuttle. So thank you very much for participating. You have won the Travel Scuttle. Give me, you have a, check your email, check your inbox, because I've just sent you a email regarding the information I need to have this thing shipped out. So congratulations to Bill. And guys, remember, there's a winner every week for something, right? We give away something. So keep up, keep listening, and keep entering, because I do read every single email. I try to respond to every single one of them as well when I can. But I do reread them all, and I do appreciate all the participation. So what's in store for the podcast? We have happening, what's happening in the wet shaving world. We'll be talking about a little bit of news coming up in the future. We'll have another giveaway. And we're going to talk about wet shaving literature, books that you can get about wet shaving. I have a few of them. I've read a few of them. We'll talk about those as well. We'll also, the vendor of the week will be, the review of the week will be Barrister and Mann. We're going to talk about their stuff and what I feel and, you know, thoughts on their soaps. Great products, great stuff. We're going to talk about them as well. All right, guys. So remember, always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, contact me at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. And don't forget to take the survey. The survey's link is on SurveyMonkey. It is right on the show notes. Please click on it. Take the survey. Let me know what you think. As always, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything that he does in the wet shaving community and for allowing us to use his platform for the podcast. The team over at PAA for their generous donations of giveaway stuff. And most of all, you guys, the listeners, because without you, there would be no podcast. Don't forget to check out my blog site at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com for the latest tips and tricks and interesting wet shaving stories. Updating soon. We've got some new content coming out very soon. And subscribe to my YouTube channel for videos regarding some interesting wet shaving stuff. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please contact me via email. And if you're a vendor and would like to be featured on the show, also contact me. Our next show will be March 1st, 2018. Guys, as always, thank you very much for listening. I apologize for missing the last show, but we're going to be getting some really cool stuff in the future. You don't want to miss it. So as always, shave straight and shave safe. Have a great week, guys.